This week, singer-songwriter Jasmine Sullivan will receive Billboard's Rising Star Award for Women in Music. It's just one of the many awards and accolades she's garnered in her blazing rise to the top. In 2008, her debut album, Fearless, snagged 5 Grammy nominations, and her singles secured long-standing slots at the top of the hip-hop and R&B charts. Sullivan also releases her second album this week. It's called Love Me Back, and Jasmine Sullivan joins us from member station WHYY in her hometown of Philadelphia. Welcome to the program, Jasmine.
Thank you. That was a good introduction.
I
feel like I want to take you everywhere now.
Well, it's kind of hard to fit your career into, you know, 3 paragraphs, but we tried anyway.
That was great. Thank you.
Yeah. The first single from your new album is called Holding You Down. We want to listen to just a little bit of it. Does a lot of your music come from personal experience?
Yes, it does. As I look at, you know, all the songs that I've written, I see now that some of them have been a little too personal. I think line for line, some of them. But yeah, it's very therapeutic for me at times to sit down and just write lyrics and write music.
I want to harken back to a tune that came off your previous album, Fearless, Bust Your Windows. Is that telling us a little bit too much about yourself?
Yeah, it is.
I bust the windows out your car, and though it didn't mend my broken heart, I'll probably always have these ugly scars, but right now I don't care about that part.
Yeah, that was actually one of the first songs that I did write about, line for line, really what happened. And I started to use my gift of writing in that way. And, you know, it was a really, really hard time. But it's helped a lot of people and a lot of women, I feel, who are going through the same thing that I went through. Or, you know, it just helps.
It empowers them just a little bit. You move forward from that feeling on this new album with a different reaction to heartbreak and betrayal. And the song is called 10 Seconds. Now, does this reflect a change in you?
I believe so. You know, when I was younger, I was very quick to react. And Bust Your Windows is, you know, it shows that part of me. But now I feel like I'll think about my reaction and take my time and react 10 seconds even later than before.
Count to 10, right?
Right.
You know, I had read about you, though, that you don't work between albums. You don't think about writing or what you're going to do with whatever's going on while you're going through it.
No, I live life, and it gives me the material, you know, to write for the next album. And I feel like I need that time, really, to just be normal and experience things, you know. And that's why when I do get a chance to actually put it down, I put it down with the passion that I do. It's because, you know, I have that time.
There's another song in this album. This is a duet with your friend Neo. It sounds a lot like your normal R&B love ballad, but then when you listen to it, it's really not.
Yeah.
we'll hear a little bit of it. I love it. You get on my nerves. That is not a love song.
No, it's not. And actually, Neo came up, you know, with the title and everything for the song. And I was asking him, was he trying to tell me something? Was he saying something personal to me? But it was a lot of fun, you know, working with another writer and another artist. That was the first time I had worked with anybody like that. So I had a lot of fun. We were feeding off of each other and, you know, it was cool.
You said in another interview, you appreciate how honest R&B star Mary J. Blige is. You just wrapped up a tour with her and that you said you didn't really feel like you'd reached that point yet. But if this music, I mean, you get on my nerves, isn't honest, I mean, what can we expect when you really open up?
I don't know. I mean, personally, I feel like I hold back just a little bit. In my music, definitely, you hear things that are real and that are relatable. But I feel like, you know, I hold back just a little bit. And one day I would like to be the artist that just lets go completely. And I feel like I will be one day. But something about me that a lot of people don't know is, you know, I'm really cautious about who I let into my space. So it kind of takes me some time to really let people in. And that's how I feel like my career is right now. I'm letting people in little by little. And when I get to that point where I'm just totally comfortable with my fans and everything, I'm going to let them in completely, you know. So it's really a journey, I feel like, that I'm taking.
I love the fact that you are writing songs for women to listen to. I was particularly struck by the song Good Enough, which is a real pep talk, I mean, about...
I'm so glad you love that. I love that song.
I mean, but it's the kicker line. If I'm not good enough, what is it? There's the door?
Then baby, there's the door.
Yeah.
I bet you won't find another. Who's going to give you more?
Yeah. And I think a lot of women need to realize that.
Yeah, definitely. Somebody just asked me today what keeps us coming back when they were talking about holding you down. And I said, well, I guess the first reason would be that you love that person. But the main reason I think that we don't really talk about is that we don't love ourselves enough. And, you know, I was saying I think it's easier sometimes to love other people more than it is to love yourself. And, you know, we have to kind of switch that around, you know.
Yeah. Philadelphia has long been an incubator for rhythm and blues and music. And how would you say your hometown, Philly, is reflected in your sound?
Oh, I mean, it's very much reflected in it. I grew up in the Philly scene. I was about 13 or 14 singing in the Black Lily when I was younger. And I ran across musical greats like Jill and The Roots and Floetry and Jaguar Wright and Jazzy Fat Nasties and Kindred. And that's where I gained the love for music and for soul music. And I incorporate it with the things that I have learned past then with my music now.
Yeah. I do have to ask you about, it's a really unforgettable track because it's so different from what's on the rest of the album, Redemption.
Yeah.
Describe what's going on in this song.
Oh, man. Redemption, it's a story of two different people, a man and a woman, who have led these lives, these hard lives, really, and they finally get to a point where their lives are on the line, and they are asking for forgiveness and for redemption to God, you know, and really, you know, praying to him to help them through their situation. And it's a very passionate song, and it's very deep and sad almost.
Very dark.
Yeah. And the track was that way. And the track kind of led me to write the story. I love writing stories. I've been in plays since I was younger. My mom wrote plays. And that was always that's one thing that I liked. And I'm able to actually write stories. So the track actually spoke to me and made me write the story.
Yeah, you were quoted as saying you really weren't in control. You were just being given words to create this story.
Yeah, honestly, because I really didn't have an idea of what I wanted to write about with that song. I started actually just writing line by line, and the story started to unfold and present itself to me. So it was a gift, really, that I you know, got to see it.
Jasmine Sullivan's new album is called Love Me Back on the J Records label. It comes out Tuesday. Jasmine Sullivan spoke to us from member station WHYY in Philadelphia. Thanks so much. And
thank you so
good
much.
Luck.
Thank you.
Nobody ever loved me. You love it like a good dude, and he loved me a lot. And no other man is gonna take his spot. And I am so happy you're mine. So I'ma love you a long time.
You can stream songs from Jasmine Sullivan at our website, nprmusic.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen.